Manuscript Releases, Volume 1, Numbers 19 to 96. M.R., Number 32. Cooperation with the WCTU and other temperance organizations. Release requested by the American Temperance Society. Experience of Elder and Mrs. White. From the first, Mrs. E.G. White, by precept and example, urged her fellow believers to cooperate with these great temperance organizations. Of this, she bears testimony in the following general statement. In his labors, my husband, whenever he had opportunity, invited the workers in the temperance cause to his meetings and gave them an opportunity to speak. And when invitations were given us to attend their gatherings, we always responded. Letter 274, 1907, page 3. To Elder Burden, September 2, 1907. The WCTU misjudged. In the latter part of 1899, there appeared in one of our periodicals a series of articles pointing out the relation sustained by the U to the National Reform Association, and critically analyzing the statements of some leaders of the U with respect to their attitude toward Sunday legislation. Mrs. White sent to the author of these articles a letter of caution, showing the danger of repelling those whom we might, by kindness and cooperation, win to the truths that God has given to us. We quote a portion of this letter. My attention has been called to your articles in our papers in reference to the Women's Christian Temperance Union. In the work of temperance, all church members are supposed to stand upon the platform of union. You are building up barricades that should not be made to appear. After reading your articles, will those who know not what our faith is feel inclined to make an attempt to unite with us? The tone of your articles savors of Pharisaism. The man who expects to enlighten a deceived people must come near them and labor for them in love. He must become a center of holy influences. One concession made on their part would prepare the way after patient enlightenment for a second concession. If far more earnest, devoted, determined efforts were made for such associations as the U, light would shine forth to souls who are as honest as was Cornelius. It was the Lord's design that work should be done for the Women's Christian Temperance Union, that those who are seeking the light might be gathered out from those who are so bitterly opposed to the message God is giving to the world. The ideas expressed in your articles savor so strongly of antagonism that you will do harm, more harm than you can possibly conceive. Remember that if by the injudicious use of your pen you close the door to even one soul, that soul will confront you in the judgment. Letter 17, 1900, pages 1 to 4. To Elder Jones, February 6, 1900. A few weeks later, she gave added counsel to this writer as follows. Light has been given me that there are those with most precious talents and capabilities in the U. Much time and money has been absorbed among us in ways that bring no returns. Instead of this, some of our best talent should be set at work for the U, not as antagonists, but as those who fully appreciate the good that has been done by this body. We should seek to gain the confidence of the workers in the U by harmonizing with them as far as possible. We are to let them see and understand that the foundation of the principles of our doctrine is the Word of God. My brother, do not represent truth and the situation of things as so formidable that those belonging to the U will turn away in despair. There are vital truths upon which they have had very little light. They should be dealt with in tenderness, in love, and with respect for their good work. Withhold your condemnation till you and our people have done all that can be done to reach them, not by the learned arguments of ministers, but through women of influence working as Sister Henry worked. Letter 59, 1900, pages 1 to 4. To Elder Jones, April 18, 1900. Mrs. Henry and the U. Mrs. Henry, here referred to, was the national evangelist for the Women's Christian Temperance Union. The physicians at the Battle Creek Sanitarium, where she had gone in 1896 as a patient, held out no hope for her release from a wheelchair during her lifetime. However, in answer to the prayer of faith, she was remarkably restored after she had covenanted to keep all of God's commandments. Her full acceptance of the faith of Seventh-day Adventists brought great joy to the heart of Mrs. White, who was in Australia at the time. Through correspondence, a warm personal friendship was created between these two godly women. In December 1898, Mrs. White wrote as follows regarding the relation of Mrs. Henry to the U.
I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice that you have been a prominent and influential member of the Women's Christian Temperance Union. In the providence of God, you have been led to the light, to obtain a knowledge of the truth, and the education you have received in the grand temperance work in connection with your sister workers is the education you need to bring into the work with women whose hearts are softened by the Spirit of God and who are searching for the truth as for hidden treasure. For 20 years, I have seen that the light would come to the women workers in the temperance lines. The Lord does not bid you separate from the Women's Christian Temperance Union. They need all the light you can give them. You are not to learn of them, but of Jesus Christ. Flash all the light possible into their pathway. You can agree with them on the ground of the pure, elevating principles that first brought into existence the Women's Christian Temperance Union. Letter 118, 1898, pages 2 to 4. To Sister Henry, December 1, 1898. At the time when this letter was received by Mrs. Henry, she had tendered her resignation as an officer of the Women's Christian Temperance Union. Regarding this, she wrote to Mrs. White on February 3, 1899, as follows. I cannot begin to tell you how thankful I am that the Lord sent the word to me just in time to prevent me from taking the final step which would have severed my relation to the U. This was one of the most remarkable manifestations of the personal and constant care of God over His children which I have ever had. The message coming just at that opportune time, and so clearly from the Lord that I could have no question concerning it, I simply wrote, withdrawing my resignation. Mrs. Henry continued with the organization, and it was largely due to the influence of her work and her appeals that the work in behalf of the Sunday Law was quite generally dropped by that organization. Her work, both for the ladies of this organization and for the women of the denomination, proved a great blessing until her untimely death in January 1900. Many words of encouragement were written to her by Mrs. White, such as the following. I was greatly pleased with your letter in which you give me the history of your experience with the U. When I read it, I said, "Thank the Lord. That is seed sowing which is of value. I am pleased, so much pleased. The Lord has certainly opened your way. Keep it open if possible. A work can be accomplished by you. Preserve your strength for such efforts. Attend important gatherings when you can. There are very many precious souls whom the Lord would have reached by the light of truth. Labor is to be put forth to help them to understand the Scriptures. I have felt an intense interest in the U workers. These heroic women know what it means to have an individuality of their own. I desire so much that they shall triumph with the redeemed around the great white throne. My prayers shall rise in your behalf, that you may be given special opportunities to attend their large gatherings, and that your voice may be heard in defense of the truth. Letter 231, 1899, pages 1, 2. To Sister Henry, December 1899. Another Seventh-day Adventist temperance worker commended. Again, in the years 1907 and 1908, Mrs. White was led to write words of encouragement to and regarding the work of Dr. Lillis Wood Starr, who was engaged in lecturing on health and temperance as a member of the Women's Christian Temperance Union in some of the cities of Southern California. Of the beginning and growth of her work, Mrs. White wrote, Dr. Lillis Wood Starr has found many openings for educational work in medical lines in San Bernardino. She began to conduct in the homes of our own people studies in hygienic cooking, dress, and general living. Neighbors were invited to attend some of these demonstrations, and these in turn requested that similar studies be held with their families, to which they might invite some of their friends. So the work grew rapidly until it was brought to the attention of the superintendent of public schools. At his invitation, Dr. Starr gave health talks in the public schools of the city to as many as 1,500 children. She now finds herself unable to respond to the many calls that come to her for public work. Her cooperation with the U has greatly helped her by bringing her in contact with many excellent ladies of that organization. Such efforts are a powerful factor in the removing of prejudice against our people. Letter 188, 1907, page 2. To a friend, May 30th, 1907. Some of our brethren feared that Dr. Starr might lose her interest in direct denominational work and questioned the value of her endeavor as a soul-winning agency. Of this, Mrs. White wrote decidedly, encouraging the continuance of the work. To one of the conference officers, she stated,
A grand work is to be done by our people for the U. We need the help that these women workers can give us. They need the help we can give them in a knowledge of the gospel Sabbath. By holding ourselves aloof from the workers in the U, our people have lost much, and the members of the U have also been on losing ground. If every possible effort is now made to reach these people, prejudice will be removed, and souls will be reached whom our people have thought would never accept this present truth. I have been instructed that no hindrance should be placed in the way of Sister Starr's work for the U. Let no hand be stretched out to hinder her in her work. Give her an opportunity to bring this message before the temperance organization.
Letter 274, 1907, pages 1, 2. To Elder Burden, September 2nd, 1907.
Be of good courage.
At the same time, she wrote to Dr. Starr,
Be of good courage in the Lord. I am deeply interested in the U. It is the Lord's pleasure that you should feel free to act in concert with them. It is by uniting with them in their labors that we shall be able to bring to these people an understanding of the claims of the Fourth Commandment. I believe there are many honest souls in this organization who, when they are convinced of the claims of the Bible Sabbath, will obey the dictates of conscience. I am not afraid that you will lose your interest or backslide from the truth because you interest yourself in this people who have taken such a noble stand for the temperance question. And I shall urge our people, and those not of our faith, to help us in carrying forward the work of Christian temperance. Be encouraged to continue your work for the U. Unite with them in their good work as far as you can do so without compromising any principle of truth. Lead them to see that there is more light for them in the Word of God. God has shown you that it is your privilege to unite with these workers, that you may give them a more intelligent understanding of the principles of His Word. Letter 278, 1907, pages 1, 2, 5. To Dr. Lillis Wood Starr, September 5, 1907. White Estate, Washington.